我哋今日嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音第二十章第24到29、21、4到9、15到19节。我哋专门。
Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 20, verse 24 to 29, John chapter 21, verse 4 to 9, and chapter 21, verse 15 to 19.
我哋先会用中文一齐嚟读，然后用英文一齐嚟读。
The worship leader will read this first in Chinese, then it will be read in English.
我哋一齐读，在那12个门徒中。有听为底土马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。那些门徒就对他说：我们已经看见主了。多马却说：我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。过了八日。门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：愿你们平安。又就对多马说：伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说：我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说：你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说：没有。耶稣说：你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：自主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见自主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200爪。就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来，他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深么？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你到那不愿意去的地方。耶稣说了这话，就指着彼得要审让死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：你跟从我吧。
Verse 24. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands. Put my fingers into them and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, But suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did. And they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciples Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they had only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied, "you know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said, "you know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked them, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, "Follow me."
愿神祝福读的和听他话语的人。
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words.
田牧师今天传讲的信息是多马和彼得遇见了复活的耶稣。
Today's message is titled "Thomas and Peter Meet the Risen Jesus" by Pastor Thomas.
Good morning,
Pastor Wilson. Sorry.
各位早晨.
As if you were with us last time, I had mentioned, as I was preparing for Easter and sermons on resurrection, I was reading Tim Keller's book on the resurrection and Easter.
咁当我预备上个星期复活节嘅信息嘅时候，我睇 Tim Keller 嘅一本书系讲到。
And so most of the things that you'll be hearing here are from his book.
咁我哋今日所讲嘅好多都系喺嗰本书嗰度嚟嘅。
There's also another book, again, both books are written on a popular level by Peter Williams, Can We Trust the Gospels?
另外一本书呢,就是在Peter Williams的书那里,他说,我们可不可以相信福音呢?
And you'll find what that author also says here as well.
那个作者也是这样讲。Now,
the Gospels don't tell us a lot about one of the followers of Jesus, Thomas.
在福音书里面没有讲很多关于耶稣的门徒多马。
As you'll see on slide 2, earlier in this Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 16, Thomas shows much loyalty to Jesus, though he's resigned and has a fatalistic attitude.
在约翰福音11章16节那时候给我们看见,多马其实他对耶稣是很忠心的。
You see, on your screen there a portion of verse 16. Let us, this is Thomas speak, let us also go to Bethany that we may die with him.
咁係喺度，約翰福音11:16，佢講：當馬又稱彼得同埋就對那同作同作門徒的說：我們也去和他同死吧。
A couple of chapters later in John 14:5, after Jesus speaks about going to his father's house and preparing rooms for his followers or disciples, Thomas shows he doesn't understand what Jesus has been saying all along.
咁喺遲啲嘅經文裏面，約翰福音14章度，當耶穌講到佢要去父嘅家裏面為佢哋預備地方嘅時候，多馬似乎喺呢度好唔明白耶穌講嘅係啲乜嘢。
You see, Thomas, from these brief glimpses in the Gospel of John, we can tell that Thomas was a loyal follower of Jesus, yet he's a type of person, just like many of us, who will only act when he's absolutely sure of something.
我哋知道多馬佢係對耶穌好忠心嘅，但我哋都睇見佢係一個點樣嘅人呢？就係
And so his absence from the others after the death of Jesus in verse 24 of our text is not surprising.
所以当我哋喺今日嘅经文嗰个话到，当耶稣基督死咗之后，多马唔同啲门徒一齐，其实对我哋嚟讲系唔诧异嘅。
One Bible commentator puts it like this. The death of Jesus was such an overwhelming reality that he, that is Thomas, must get alone to try to come to terms with it. So when Jesus comes to the disciples on the Easter evening, the disciple Thomas is not there.
经家佢推测就系话到，因为耶稣基督嘅死对佢嚟讲可能系一个好震撼嘅事实，所以佢需要佢自己单独落嚟到去接受呢一件事。所以当耶稣去到啲门徒嗰度嘅时候，喺复活节，多马唔喺嗰度。
And so that brief glimpse of Thomas shows that when he hears others say that they've seen Jesus, he's not impressed.
所以当其他啲人讲话佢哋见到耶稣嘅时候，佢唔系咁容易嘅相信。And
rather than accepting what his friends have said to him, their testimony, Thomas laid down conditions for his own belief.
咁所以，与其系接受佢哋啲朋友同佢所讲嘅见证，佢定下咗啲条件，话我点样先至可以去相信呢？
As we've just read from our scripture text today, Thomas insists that unless he could put his fingers right into the places of Jesus' hands and side that the nail and spear thrust had pierced, he would not believe.
在我们今天所看的经文里面，他讲到，他说，除非我用我指头探入去他的钉痕，又用手去探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Thomas knew that no one who had received such wounds could have survived.
当马他知道没有人能够受过这样的伤，受伤的时候，他仍然可以生存。
He then concluded, if he was able to see and actually touch a living body that had received these wounds, that he might be able to believe that he was seeing not an imposter or a ghost, but Christ himself.
他说，如果他真的可以见到有一个活着的人，他可以掂到他的身体，他这个人他受过这么多的伤害的时候，那他才会相信这个人不是冒充的，也都不是一些鬼神，而是真是耶稣基督。
The disciple Thomas is the most famous doubter of ancient times.
多马在当时来讲是一个充满怀疑的人来的。
But today, there are so many skeptics, secular skeptics, that say this is impossible.
今日喺亦都有好多係持有懷疑態度嘅喺世俗裏邊嘅人，佢哋都係咁樣。
For those who doubt，
佢哋有好多嘅原因可以嚟到去懷疑。
Some doubt, just like Thomas, on the basis of their temperament, just as much.
有啲人就按著佢哋嘅。有啲人可能係因為佢哋嘅性格，或者係佢哋嘅理性。
It's likely that Thomas would have come up as a quote unquote sensing type of person.
就好似多馬可能咧，佢就會係被人睇為話佢係一個靠感覺嘅一個人。
You'll know what I mean by sensing if you've taken the Myers-Briggs personality test that many of you might have had to do at work.
咁如果咧你係話好似做Myers-Briggs 佢嗰一個嘅性格測試嘅時候，你就知道乜嘢叫做話係靠感覺嘅人。
You see, a sensing temperament pays more attention to physical reality, facts, hard evidences.
如果一個靠感覺嘅人，佢好多時佢就會係將佢嘅注意力擺喺好多睇物質嘅現況係點啦，事實係乜嘢咧，同埋仲有一啲乜嘢實在嘅證據。
And so that's one set of people who are skeptical because of their temperament.
呢個係一類嘅人，就係因為佢哋嘅性格。
But many others today are skeptical because of their philosophical objections to the doctrine.Of the resurrection.
但是现今亦都有好多嘅人，佢哋系好有多疑惑嘅。咁就系因为咧，佢哋受持一个咧好哲理性嘅一个嘅反对去睇呢一个复活嘅呢一个嘅教义。
Those people who object to the resurrection in that way would say something like this: Dead people simply cannot.Come back to life.
佢哋嘅理由就系话，一个死咗嘅人根本就唔可以翻身。
You know, from the sources of antiquity that have been preserved throughout the ages, we know that Thomas and all the other Jews of that day would have had a similar objection.
其实多马同当时好多嘅犹太人。佢哋都有相同嘅呢一個睇法。
They might have stated it a little differently. They might have said an individual dead person in the middle of history can't come back to life.
佢哋講嘅就係話一個喺歷史當中一個死咗嘅人，佢哋唔可以翻生。
And so you have doubters via temperament. You have doubters.Via philosophical objections, and there's one more way that there are many modern doubters.
咁所以有啲人係疑惑，可能就因為佢哋嘅個性啦，又或者係因為佢哋嗰個嘅哲理嘅理性啦，或者係其他一啲嘅原因。
Again, as I mentioned before, Thomas admired and loved Jesus.
我之前讲过，多马佢系好欣赏同埋好爱耶稣嘅。
He had been a close follower, a disciple.
佢系耶稣嘅门徒，佢紧紧嘅跟随耶稣。
And it's for that very reason that Thomas was probably afraid to get his hopes up.
我谂可能就系一个原因，就系话多马佢好怕失望。
You see, that's the way Thomas was, like just like many of us today. You know, the other disciples said, oh, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. And Thomas is saying, don't get my hopes up. It's too painful. I'm still grieving. I'm hurting because we lost a good friend.
在这里当其他的门徒在这里讲话啊，他复活了，他仍然活着啊。但是多马他的就是说到，不要再让我去这样的寄予这些的希望。我而家仲系一个好痛苦当中嚟到为我哋失去嘅朋友而哀哀。
All these reasons and motives that I've just stated create barriers to believe, as many skeptics tell us today.
我首先所讲嘅呢原因都成为其实系好多今日好多人佢哋点解仲喺度疑惑嘅一啲唔能够相信嘅障碍。
Again, let me summarize them again. You might have a worldview that says this can't happen.
你可能有一个世界观, 就是说, 这些事不会发生的。
You might have a temperament that tends to be skeptical or even cynical.
或者你的个性就是叫你去疑惑,去怀疑的, 或者是对很多的事不会那么容易去接受。
Or your heart can also be fearful of big disappointment.
或者你的心是很害怕失望。
But despite all this, as you'll see on slide 3, the passage that we have just read shows that Thomas moved from the deepest doubt among the disciples to the highest profession of faith anywhere found in the Gospels.
但是纵然我们看这个头先这样,这段经文给我们看见,多马他由一个很多疑惑的人去成为一个在福音书里面我们看见,他是一个确信的,有一个很确信的信心。
Verse 28, when he cries out, "My Lord and my God," is such a famous verse.
在第28节那里,他讲到说,我的主,我的神。
And if you know anything about Jewish culture, that's an astonishing thing for a Jewish man to say to any human being.
如果你熟悉犹太人的文化的时候,你就会知道,一个犹太的人,他能够这样的说,对一个人,一个讲一个这样的说话的时候,是很震惊的。
And so that's why this incident in John 20 and 21, this incident is considered to be the climax of the whole Gospel of John.
我们所看的今天的这个事件,可以说就是整个约翰福音里面的一个高峰。And
the climax is this, the biggest doubter became the greatest believer.
他就讲到这个最大的疑惑者,他成为一个最大的信徒。And
so let's briefly look at how did that happen?
让我们看一下究竟怎么会这样发生呢?
Well, as you see on the next slide, slide 4, Thomas received the testimony of the apostles.
首先我们看的就是多马他在这些信徒门徒那里接收了这个见证。
In that sense, Thomas was in the same situation, the same spot as we today are in.
其实多马好像跟我们今天都身处一个很相同的处境。
And what I mean by that is this, Thomas listened to the reports of eyewitnesses who had seen the risen Christ.
多马去听见一些目击者,他们看见耶稣之后,
Thomas' eyewitness accounts were from people who were then alive.
多马他的目击者给他的陈述就是那些人,他们当时是活在那时的时代。You
and I have those eyewitness accounts written down in the New Testament.
而你和我呢,也都是听见这些目击者的陈述。
You see, before you give in to your skepticism, you have to read and reread the gospel accounts of the resurrection.
所以当你如果是在怀疑这个事实的时候,你应该去一次一次地读一下在这个福音书里面所陈述关于耶稣的复活。It's
widely agreed upon that the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the earliest extended accounts of Jesus' life and teachings.
四福音里面所讲到耶稣基督他的生平和他的教导,基本上是普遍被人同意的。
That's not disputed by even secular scholars.
就算是世俗的学者,他们都不会在这里争议。
Some scholars have claimed that the Gospel of Thomas, which certainly was not written by Jesus' disciple Thomas, should also be accepted as an important independent early source about Jesus.
有些学者就说,一个多马福音,应该其实他不是 耶稣的门徒多马写的，但他们说应该都可以需要被接受成为一个的早期关于耶稣的一些的资料。
But it's probably dependent on the other New Testament writing, so it's not another important independent source.
但是呢，因为呢，其实那一个多马福音呢，他都需要去依靠其他的新约的书的资料来到去帮他去明白，所以呢，他们没有将他加入到去。
A gentleman by the name of Bart Ehrman is widely known as an ex-Christian, a skeptic to Christianity.
Bart Ehrman 呢是一个呢很出名的一个对于基督教很存有怀疑的一个曾经的基督徒。
And so he's not a believer. And so I have a quote from him about the sources that tell us about Jesus on slide 5.
咁佢唔系一个嘅信徒，但喺呢度咧，佢讲咗一啲嘅嘢。
Can you move over to slide 5, please? The oldest and best sources we have from knowing about the life of Jesus, writes Ehrman, are the four Gospels of the New Testament: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is not simply the view of Christian historians who have a high opinion of the New Testament and its historical worth. It is the view of all serious historians of antiquity of every kind, from committed evangelical Christians to hardcore atheists.
咁佢讲到佢话咧，关于耶稣嘅生平最古老同埋最好嘅嗰个嘅资料嘅来源咧，佢话就系喺新约里边嘅四福音，即系马太、马可、路加、约翰。他说呢一个的看法不单单只是基督徒的历史学家 对新约有很高的评语，而更加的是就算是其他在古代史学家里面他们看的时候呢，他们都觉得呢是还有一些就算是无神论的人呢，他们都会知道呢，那个是很可信的，这个资料的来源。
On the next slide, you'll see another reason why the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are historical accounts of Jesus' life. The four Gospels were not chosen, as you see there, as a result of political power, but rather they've became accepted by early Christians as the best sources of information about Jesus' life.
咁佢讲到佢话呢四福音咧，佢哋被选列为四福音嘅时候咧，就唔系因为咧一啲政治嘅原因，而系佢哋普遍都被当时早期嘅基督徒咧嚟到去接纳话系最好嘅一啲嘅资料嘅来源，系关于到耶稣嘅生平。
There was no central political authority or power pressuring those early Christians to accept them.
他说呢，当时是没有一些的权威或者一些政治的力量呢，来到去去给这些的信徒，来到去有这个压力，要他们接受这些的书信。
And so, I state this for the obvious reasons. If you are a skeptic, or if you are a believer, and you aren't stepping forward in faith, you need to investigate. Investigate the resurrection for yourself.
咁所以如果你系存有怀疑嘅，或者你系想踏出第一步去相信嘅时候，你应该自己采取行动嚟到去睇下复活呢件事实。
Reread the gospel accounts on the resurrection.
喺一次又一次重读喺福音书里边所讲到复活嘅事实。
You can also consult a couple of books. New Testament N.T. Wright's The Resurrection of the Son of God, or Richard Bachman's Jesus and the Eyewitnesses.
咁你都可以咧去参考一啲嘅书，譬如好似 N.T. Wright 嘅嗰本讲到神子嘅复活，或者咧系 Richard Bachman 嘅嗰本耶稣同埋嗰啲目击人。
Bachman, who's a scholar, proves that the Gospels don't have the mark of fictional oral tradition, but rather they are what they are, eyewitness testimonies.
巴文在他的本书中说,福音书,他们不是一些虚构人口头的传统的讲法,而是他们真的看到一些目击人他们的见证。
And so Thomas had the same eyewitness evidence that we have today.
所以多马他当日看见的那个他们目击者给他们的证据，其实我们今日是可以看到的。But
more importantly, Thomas had to be brought to see that Jesus did not merely rise from the dead, but that he rose from the dead for him.
在这里,多马他不单止去带到去看见耶稣基督, 他复活过来,他更加是看到的就说到,是耶稣基督从死里面的复活,是为到他。
And if you are presently today not serious about following Jesus, you need to know, and you need to find out yourself, that Jesus rose from the dead for you.
假如你今日不是很认真地来到去想认识耶稣基督的时候, 你今日要知道就是, 耶稣基督从死里面复活是为了你。Now,
let's shift the scene to the next portion of our scripture text where Jesus next appeared. The risen Christ appears in the midst of the disciples and he turns directly to the doubter, Thomas.
当耶稣再一次跟他的门徒去显现的时候, 他转身去望着多马。
And if you recall, as we read earlier together, Jesus stretched out his hands and said, put your fingers here, reach out your hands. Here's my side, put your hand in it.
耶稣对他说,伸出你的手来,来到去碰我的手,然后伸出你的手来,来到去插入我的肋旁。And
then comes the famous verse 28. Thomas responded immediately, my Lord and my God.
然后多马他就立刻回应,他说,我的主,我的神。Now
my question to you is this, what brought Thomas so decisively, right in a moment, to faith? How come? What happened?
有什么东西是叫多马突然之间这么果断地来到去相信呢?
You know, if you read the text, you'll see, despite the offer, there's no indication in the text itself that Thomas actually did what he had asked to do, that is, put his hand into Jesus' wounds.
虽然耶稣叫多马这样做,去碰他的手,去探他的肋旁, 但是在经文里面没有讲到多马他真的这样去做。
And so what overcame his doubts?
那是什么胜过他的怀疑呢?
Well, one commentator, Leon Morris, I have this on slide 7, writes this, it's possible that it was the words of Jesus more than anything that brought conviction to Thomas. They showed that Jesus had been perfectly aware of what Thomas had laid down as his demands. How did he arrive at this knowledge unless he had been with Thomas unseen?
Neil Moran就咁讲啦,好有可能就係因为耶稣基督佢所讲嘅言语,而大致多马佢有呢一个嘅caution。
Do you see what Morris's argument is? How did Jesus know? You're gonna have to answer that. How did Jesus know all about Thomas's demands?
喺呢度,我哋点样耶稣基督点样知道多马佢嗰个嘅怀疑? 是需要什么去解释呢?
Did one of the disciples know where Jesus was staying after he rose from the dead and run to him and say, let me tell you what Thomas said?
究竟会不会有一个门徒就是说到走去找耶稣,然后告诉你,让我告诉你,多马他有什么怀疑呢?
Of course not. Jesus knew everything. Because why? He was always walking unseen, right next to Thomas.
因为耶稣他知道所有一切的事, 佢时时都同多马同行。虽然多马见唔到佢，但佢都系喺多马嘅旁边。
Despite Thomas's doubts, Jesus was walking with him. He heard Thomas's refusal to believe his friends.
佢虽然多马有呢一啲嘅怀疑，但系佢耶稣基督系同佢一齐。佢知道多马点样嘅嚟到去拒绝接受佢嗰啲朋友对佢嘅嗰个嘅陈述。
The reason Jesus saw Thomas's cynicism, he saw Thomas's fear in Thomas's very own heart.
当佢知道多马嗰一个嘅偏激唔相信嘅时候，佢睇见多马嘅心。
And yet, despite that, Jesus came to him as requested.
耶稣基督去到佢面前，正如好似多马佢想要求、想睇到嘅嘢。
Do you see Jesus' love for Thomas?
看不看见在这里耶稣对多马的爱
Jesus is saying to Thomas, I know all about your doubts, all about your fears, all about your broken promises, all about your flaws.
耶稣对多马说，我知道你所有的怀疑，我知道你所有的恐惧，你所有破碎了的应许，还有你的瑕疵。
I've seen you.Seen you to the core of your being, yet I'm still here. I'm still here, wanting to love you.
我知道你嘅心系点嘅，但我仍然嘅去爱你。我会嚟到你嗰度。
And Thomas was humbled by Jesus' great grace, and suddenly Jesus' wounds took on new meaning.
被耶稣嘅恩典。多马去谦卑落嚟，佢突然睇见耶稣所受嘅呢啲嘅伤痕，对佢嚟讲有一个新嘅意思。
Prior to Thomas's famous words, "My Lord and my God," he originally wanted to see Jesus' wounds. Why? As evidence of Jesus' power.
喺佢讲到耶稣系佢嘅主嘅神之前，佢开头想嘅系话，佢要睇见呢啲嘅伤痕。是一个证明耶稣基督嗰个嘅能力。
Now, as he converses with the risen Christ, he saw them for what they really were. You know what they were? Evidence of Jesus' love for him.
但系当佢睇同耶稣有呢个对话嘅时候，佢睇见呢一啲嘅伤痕，就系耶稣基督对佢爱嘅个证据。
The wounds are not simply evidence that Jesus is alive. They are proof that he died for those who believe.
呢一啲嘅伤痕，佢睇见嘅伤痕，唔再净系一个单单话一个嘅见证到耶稣基督活着，而系佢睇见嘅证明就系到基督系为我哋为佢嚟到去死。
Our debt to God for our rebellion against him is fully paid.Paid by Jesus. The power of death over you is broken by the power of Jesus.
我们因为违背神的那个罪债是完全的被付清，这个死的权势是完全的被破碎。
As a miracle, the resurrection is spectacular, and the evidence for it is formidable.
如果是简单的去看这个的神迹复活是很令人震惊而它也是很令人敬畏的。
But you can't just look at it as a mere display of supernatural power.
但我们不可以只是看复活就是说到好像一个很超能力超然的能力的彰显。
You'll only be truly amazed when you see it as what it is, the climax.Of the story of salvation.
但如果你能够睇到佢其实就系呢一个救恩嘅故事嘅一个嘅高峰嘅时候，你就会更加嘅嚟到去诧异。
Because what does Jesus' resurrection accomplish?
因为耶稣嘅复活成就咗啲咩咧
？It's the final defeat of your two greatest enemies, sin and death.
就是那个我们最大的两个的敌人那个终极的是被 打败就是罪和死亡。
That's what Jesus got for you. His victory over sin, death, and hell for you.
耶稣基督佢就系胜过呢个罪、死亡同埋地狱为我哋。
And that's what happened to Thomas. He realized, oh, it's not just supernatural power. The resurrection is for him.
喺呢度就当好似多马所认识到嘅就话到呢一个复活唔系净系一啲嘅超然嘅能力，而系呢一个嘅事系为到我哋嚟到去成就。
And then Jesus says.Part of the highlight of this message, verse 29. After Thomas says, My Lord and my God, expressing faith in the risen Christ, Jesus says to him in verse 29, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
当多马讲完我主我神的时候耶稣就对佢讲，对讲咗一句说话，佢话：你因看见我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。
Jesus is saying essentially that we don't need to see him with our physical eyes in order to come to full life-changing resurrection faith。
耶稣喺呢度讲嘅，佢就系话到咧，我哋唔需要用我哋嘅肉眼。来到去见到他，我们都可以得着这个改变生命的这个复活的信心。
And we saw proof of that last time as we looked at the Apostle John and what happened to him.
我们上次我们都看见在使徒约翰那里。
And so why did Jesus show himself to Thomas at all then? You know, if you don't need to actually see the risen Christ and believe. Why did Jesus show himself to Thomas at all? Why did Thomas get, quote-unquote, special treatment?
咁如果耶稣话我哋唔需要见到先信嘅，咁点解耶稣要对多马显现？系咪因为对多马有啲特别嘅对待咯？
You have to remember that Thomas was an apostle.
我们要记得多马是一个在当时的使徒。
Those first apostles were sent out as the original teachers and evangelists.
当时的使徒他们是被差传出去成为最起初的一些的教师和传福音的人。
And one of the marks of an apostle was that they were trained personally by Jesus and were eyewitnesses.To his resurrection.
其中一个他们这使徒的记号就是他们是很被耶稣基督来到去训练，还有呢他们都是在这个复活的事里面他们是目击者。
And so Thomas does require special treatment because he's called to be an apostle with the original apostles.
咁因为多马佢亦都系被呼召系成为呢个使徒嘅时候，所以耶稣基督咁样做。
And by the way, tradition tells us that Thomas was evangelist to India, and India, those who are came to faith in India were through the efforts of Thomas.
咁喺传统里面，佢讲到话俾我哋听咧，多马佢其实咧就系去到印度嗰度咧。是跟那里的人来到去 传福音的。那就是印度的人去相信是受到多马的影响。
And while Jesus says we need not have the same eyewitness experience as Thomas in order to believe, we need to make the same discovery that Thomas made.
那耶稣在这里讲到他说到我们不需要好像多马那样睇见呢一个目击证人嘅嗰个经验，我哋只需要，但系我哋咧都可以咧同样嘅嚟到去发现到多马所发现嘅。
Just like Thomas and every other believer, you and I need to see Jesus patiently at work in our own lives to bring us to Himself.
我哋要需要睇见耶稣基督其实喺我哋嘅生命里边嘅工作。
You know, many of you know, I have three daughters, and when they were young, I got them the whole series of Narnia books written by C.S. Lewis.
我有三个女，佢哋细个嘅时候咧，我都买咗C.S. Lewis 嘅嗰啲书俾佢哋睇。
And in one of Lewis's children's books, the title is The Horse and His Boy.
咁其中一个儿童嘅故事书就系讲到The Horse and His Boy， 即系马同埋嗰啲男孩。
And Lewis, in that book, is reminiscing, is remembering his own journey to faith from being an atheist.
在这本书里面，路易士他讲到他自己怎样从一个无神论的人 去成为一个信徒的一个历程。
And as Lewis displays in that book, as well as we know as believers, as you draw nearer to faith, you realize...that the God you're coming to believe is never passive in all of this.
咁佢讲到佢话，当你咧越去去接近去相信嘅时候，你就明白到你嘅神你所认识嘅嗰个神咧，系佢从来唔系被动嘅。
And what I mean by that is this: Jesus is alive.
佢喺度讲到耶稣系活着
，and he's actively seeking you.
佢话耶稣系活着，佢系复活咗嘅，佢亦都系主动嘅嚟到去寻找你。
And just like Thomas, you can come to him in amazement to see by faith that Jesus was walking right beside you all the time as you were coming to know him.
佢话到就好似多马咁样，你好似嚟到要去认识。耶稣，但系其实你会震惊嘅就系话到，原来佢几时都已经其实喺你身边，同你一齐同行。
But it's not only skeptical Thomas that the risen Christ draws near to。
咁唔系净系呢一个存有怀疑嘅多马，佢系被呢一个复活嘅基督嚟到去叫佢嚟到去嗰个。
As we together read John 21 just before。Jesus also restores Peter, who denied knowing Jesus before he was crucified three times prior to that crucifixion.
佢喺度，佢亦都讲到耶稣去到彼得嗰度，彼得曾经系三次嘅唔承认耶稣。
You'll find this in John 21:17, the latter part of 17. Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus answered, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you are younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." And Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, "Follow me."
在约翰福音第21章17到第19节那里，耶稣那里曾经三次的去问彼得，你爱我吗？那当这样说的时候呢，他在讲到，他说彼得就因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
If you're familiar with Peter's story, you know boisterous Peter always claimed that he'd be more faithful to Jesus than others.
咁如果你认识彼得嘅时候，你就知道佢常常咧都会觉得咧自己系比其他嘅人咧系更加对耶稣基督咧系忠心。
Peter had built his self-worth on being more faithful.To Jesus in comparison to others.
彼得他建立他自己的那个的价值，就是说他是比其他的人是对耶稣更加的忠心。
But of course, Peter called down curses on Jesus, denying him three times.
但我哋都知道彼得曾经三次嘅嚟到去就助，甚系嚟到去唔认耶稣。
And so now, as the risen Christ appears to Peter and asks him, "Do you love me more than these?" Peter responds simply, "Lord, I just love you."
所以当耶稣去问彼得，佢话：你爱我比这些更多吗？彼得佢嗰个好自然嘅反应就系话：主啊，你知道我爱你。
You see, Peter is beginning to reject his old identity.
彼得开始嚟到去拒绝佢嗰个旧有嘅嗰个自我嘅形象。
And then Jesus asks about Peter's love for him three times, one for each of Peter's denials. And how does Peter respond?
咁当耶稣三次嘅问彼得，你爱我吗？就好似每一次就好似讲到彼得嘅嗰个唔认耶稣嘅时候，佢点样回答咧
？I hope you noticed how Peter does not respond. He doesn't make excuses anymore.
你睇见彼得佢嗰个嘅回答就系佢唔再俾自己咩藉口。
Did you notice? There's no defensiveness or blame shifting in his response.
喺佢嗰度，佢冇一啲为自己嘅辩护或者系推卸责任。
Peter doesn't say, "Well, yes, I failed to love you, Lord, but you have to understand that, you know, it was crunch time. I was under tremendous pressure."
彼得佢冇话，哦，系啊，我冇错，我嗰阵时唔能够去爱你，但系你应该要明白，我系面对好多嘅压力。
Nor does Peter point to any great deed on his part to prove that he does love Jesus.
彼得亦都冇指出佢自己曾经做过啲咩好伟大嘅事嚟到去证明佢系点样嘅去爱耶稣。
Peter doesn't say, "Yes, I denied you. That was terrible. But remember, Lord, all the other things I did to serve in your name."
彼得佢冇讲过话，啊，冇错，我曾经唔认你。是那个事实是很恐怖，但是你记不记得我怎样的去服侍你呢？
You see, if Peter had said those things, it would have shown he returned to his old false identity.
假如彼得他是这样的时候，他就好像就落入回他自己以前那个错误的形象，自我的形象。
But Peter's undergoing the change.Do you see that? He doesn't grovel.
在这里你看见彼得他是在这里有一个改变。
He doesn't talk about how unworthy he is, beating himself up in an effort to atone for his sins.
他在这里他也没有说到，啊，他是几咁的不配得来到去，好像为到他自己所做的错误来到去赎罪这样。
No, the scripture text tells us, he simply says, "Lord,I love you."
在这里，经文里面说，他只知道，他说，你知道我爱你。
And that's to say, "I know I denied you three times, but Lord, I still want your love. I want a close relationship with you."
他的意思就是说到，我知道我曾经三次的不认你，但是我仍然希望嘅同你有一个好嘅亲密嘅关系。
I have no excuses. I denied you three times.
我知道我曾经嘅失败，我冇任何嘅藉口。
And what Peter is showing us is what Paul writes about in 2 Corinthians 7:10, godly sorrow.
佢喺呢度就好似等于保罗喺哥林多后书里面他所讲到的那个的忧伤。
Or to put it another way, he's talking about true repentance rather than worldly sorrow.
他在这里讲到的是一个真正的那个的悔改，而不是一个在世人眼中的忧伤。
Godly sorrow, true repentance, heals, restores, changes us permanently.
在神里面的那个忧愁是可以去改变我们。
In contrast, worldly sorrow is accompanied by intense emotion that passes.
如果是属只不过在世上的一些忧愁的时候，这些只不过是带给我们一些情绪是会过去的。
Worldly sorrow doesn't lead to change because it's a form of self-pity.
如果是一世上的忧愁，只不过会带给我们就好像是一些自怜，是不会改变我们的。
If you're into worldly sorrow, grieving persons are upset about the pain that the effects of sin in their lives is having.
如果你是用这个世界的忧愁来看的时候，你只不过是带给你一些的忧伤，叫你不开心。
And they're wallowing about in their shame before others, and especially about the damage that they've done to their own self-image.
你只不过在你的羞耻里面在打滚。
Because that image is based on being good, being virtuous.
因为这些的忧的羞耻好像就是说到他们的自我形象被破坏这样。
Or put in another way, worldly sorrow, you're sorry for the consequences of your actions, of your sin, for your sake.
世界的忧愁给我们的，我们就是说忧愁到因为我们犯错了，做错了一些罪的事而带来的后果。
In contrast, true repentance, you're sorry for the sin itself and how it wronged and grieved your creator and redeemer.
而一个真正的悔改是你为到那个罪来到去后悔，因为你知道你犯了这个罪，你就是得罪了这个创造主和你的救赎主。
And as you'll see on slide 8, in self-centered sorrow or worldly sorrow, you never come to hate the sin itself.
这个世界上面的忧愁或者一个很自我中心的忧愁，你不会是到一个地步就是会憎恨这个罪。
And when the consequences recede, the sin comes back.
咁当你犯错嘅嗰个后果慢慢渐渐嘅蒙雾嘅时候，呢啲罪亦都会再一次嘅翻翻嚟。
But true repentance is fueled by grief for hurting the Lord, the one we love.
真正的悔改，你所经历的那个忧伤，是因为你忧伤你伤害了爱你的那一位。
And you know firsthand the love of Christ for you, and that makes the sin appear hateful.
你会知道是因为基督的爱被你看见，这些罪是可憎的。
And because you realize it hurts the person that loves you so greatly, it begins to lose its power over you.
因为你知道这些的罪是伤害到那位爱你的时候，这个罪就在你里面失去了他的能力。
And so Peter repents, and Jesus' response is nothing less than shocking.
彼得他悔改，耶稣的回应也都是令到他很震惊的。
Every time Peter responds to Jesus in loving, humble repentance, what does Jesus say to him?
每一次当彼得他去回应耶稣，话俾佢听佢对佢嘅爱，存着呢个谦卑嘅悔改嘅时候，耶稣对佢讲咩
？Jesus says, "Feed, take care of my people."
佢话你牧养我嘅羊，即系话咧你去照顾我嘅羊，我嘅子。
It's the Lord Himself is saying this. He's telling Peter, "You're not on probationary status. You are being called to be a servant leader."
在这里耶稣告诉他，彼得你是被呼召的去成为领导，去服侍我的仆人。
How could such failure, weakness, be a path to leadership, to greatness?
在这里怎么我们可以看见一个这么一些的软弱和失败，居然就成为呢去到这个这么伟大和去领导的那个路程那里呢？
This would be impossible if Peter wasn't changed, if his framework of his old identity wasn't brought down.
假如彼得他在他那个救我的形象那里，他那个架构都没有被 粉碎嘅时候，佢唔可以咁样做。
See, the world doesn't understand that. The world says leaders must be competent, confident, successful.
呢个世界佢唔系咁讲嘅，佢话做领袖嘅，佢一定要好有能力、好有信心，同埋系好有成就。
And in this world, your confidence and inner peace grow in direct proportion to your achievements.
在这个世界，他告诉你，你的信心和你心里面的平安，是和你所达到的成就，是成对比的。
And so the better you do, the better, the more loving, worthy a person you feel you are.
他就说到，如果你越做得好的时候，你就要感觉到你自己是多有价值。
But Jesus is saying something counterintuitive.
但耶稣所说的是很相反的。
Jesus is inviting Peter into a completely different kind of identity.
耶稣他邀请彼得来到去成为一个完全不同的身份的人。
He's calling to an identity that the Apostle Paul puts this way, when I am weak, then I am strong.
在这里就好像保罗所说，他说当我是软弱的时候，我就是刚强。
You see, it's not an identity based on achievement, but on God's free grace for you.
他说当我们看我们的身份的时候，我们的身份不是建基在我们有什么成就，而是白白的恩典。
So how could Jesus offer Peter such affirmation?
耶稣怎样的能够去给彼得有这个的肯定呢?
Why doesn't Jesus demand you and I and Peter work off our debt in some fashion, in some way?
为什么耶稣没有要求彼得或者是跟我们一样去还我们的债呢?用其他的方法。
Well, the answer is, as we go back to Peter's denial, his three denials of Jesus, he called down curses on Jesus to save himself.
个答案就是当我们去看看彼得他是怎样样的来到去不认耶稣。
But now Peter realized that Jesus actually bore and took the curses upon himself that Peter deserved, that we deserve.
在这里彼得他认知道的原来是耶稣他去为我们背负了这些的咒诅为到你和我背负了这个咒诅。
And as you'll see on slide 9, the last slide, Paul puts it this way in Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us.
他在这里讲到说他基督为到我们承受了这个律法的咒诅。
You see, a Christian identity is based ultimately on the realization of the magnitude of God's unchanging love for you.
所以基督徒的身份是建基在就我们认识到基督给我们那个不变的爱。
You know about this dynamic even in your human relationships.
就算在人的关系里面你都知道这个的动力。
The more we admire someone, the more their admiration for us satisfies and fulfills us.
当我们去欣赏一个人的时候当这些的人他们越欣赏我们的时候我们就会越满足。
The knowledge of God's perfect love for you and delight in you in Jesus can and will eventually transform you like no other truth.
当我们知道神那个对我们的爱，同埋是喜悦我们在基督里面的时候，这一些的认知可以改变我们的生命。
Do you see what Jesus is saying to Peter and to us?
看不看到彼得怎样，耶稣怎样对彼得同埋对我们讲？
Your identity.Was based so much on your own bravery, your own wisdom, your own goodness, that my love seemed to you as wages that you earned.
在这里讲到话，我们看我们的身份，很多时就是看我们自己有几勇敢， 有幾多勇氣，有幾有智慧，或者係幾咁善良。而我對你嘅愛就好似冇一樣嘅嘢你可以賺取翻嚟。
But now, Peter, you've seen your sin and turned to me. Now, Peter, your failure is plunged into my grace and forgiveness.
但是现在你看见你自己的罪，你去回转向我的时候，在你的失败里面，其实你就是入到去我的恩典和宽恕当中。
And it's only that truth that will make you a servant leader.
而是就是因为这个真理，你可以成为这个服侍人的领袖。
For who can speak into the lives of others besides someone who finally knows their own very heart?
有哪一个可以去讲到人心里面的说话呢？就除非是那个人他很知道他们的心。
Who can lead someone better than someone who finally realizes that they've been humbled by the grace of God?
唯有他们是被基督的恩典来到去谦卑的那人，他才可以是更加的来到去引领其他人。
Humbled, but at the same time affirmed by God's free, gracious love for them.
谦卑，但亦都同一个时间是被神那个白白的恩典的爱来到去肯定的。
The default mode of the human heart is to believe that it's us, it's our strength.We do it. We've got to connect to God.
很多时候我们很容易相信的就是说到 是靠着我们自己来到去到神那里。
But the gospel makes absolutely clear, it's in weakness that you connect to the living God.
但是福音告诉我们，其实在我们的软弱里面，我们是去到神那里。
For it's only to the degree that you see by faith,that you're weak, then you are strong.
因为是唯有我们看见我们是软弱的时候，在基督福音里面我们是刚强的。
Father, help us to see today the practicality of the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ.
神啊，今天帮助我们去看见那个复活的真理里面那个的对我们的关系。
That he died and rose for me.
基督去死，同埋都系为我复活。
And now may your love and grace move us forward in a life of faith.
神啊，愿你嘅爱、你嘅恩典系叫我哋喺我哋嘅信心里边去前进。
Where we can pick up our cross and follow him.
以致我能够背起十字架去跟随你。
May we admit our weakness, then we are strong.
让我们去承认我们是软弱的，以致我们能够成为刚强。
Humble us, O Lord, so that we be better servants for you.
去谦卑我们，以致我们能够成为你更好的仆人。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。